Hello, and welcome back to The Powerful Patient. I'm Joyce Graff. Today we're going to visit with Charles Siegel of Newton, Massachusetts. Charles is a wonderful composer and pianist, and he's going to share with us what he has learned about the value of music on your health, on the mind, the body, and the spirit. Charles has used music therapeutically with children, with babies in the womb, with animals, and with very ill people. He's currently working with some people who have severe illnesses, and he's going to share with us what he has learned about how music can not only soothe the spirit, but can actually improve our health. So please join me for a lovely visit with a charming man, Charles Siegel. This program is brought to you as a public service by the Cancer Research Fund of the VHL Alliance. Read about us on our website at powerfulpatient.org. We will be glad to answer as many of your questions as possible. If we use your question on the air, we will send you a copy of our theme CD, Wayfaring Stranger, by Clenton Winford. Again, the website is powerfulpatient.org. We're here in the recording studio of Charles Siegel near his home in Massachusetts. He spends 4 months of the year also in Los Angeles, where he does a good bit of composing and arranging for television programs and movies. He also plays jazz piano and has performed at many of the award ceremonies, the Emmys and so forth. As I was setting up my recording equipment, he sat down at the piano and began to play.
Are we on?
Yes, we're okay. On. Well, so this is Charles Siegel, and you're here in Boston, and I'm fascinated because you grew up in South Africa.
That's right.
Yes. You said you were born in Lithuania.
I was born in Lithuania.
And when did you go to South Africa? How old were you?
Oh, just, I must have been a year old, and we came here while the war was just in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
So... we came here. You know how most Jewish people, there were millions of Jews in that area, and they knew that bad things were going to happen. So we all had to move wherever we had to go and get some family there.
Right.
So we had family in South Africa and in America. My father came out first. And he had a sister that was living in South Africa. And we also brought out my cousin. We went on the same ship, Adolf Boerman, Lawrence Harvey, I mentioned to you.
Yes.
The movie star who acted with Sinatra and with Elizabeth Taylor. And they all came at the same time. So we arrived here, in South Africa, and we went to, we landed in Cape Town, beautiful city, and then we went to the... to Pretoria, which is a capital city. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
And I believe you're going there.
That's right. I'll be in Cape Town and also in Pretoria. People have told me that Cape Town is like one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Absolutely. I reckon it's the three loveliest cities in the world is Rio de Janeiro, Vancouver, and Cape Town. It's absolutely unbelievable. There you have the Cape Peninsula.
Ah,
I'm showing a picture.
On the wall, yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. So that's at the southern tip of South Africa?
Yes, that is. And that's where
right
I started.
Right at the Cape.
Yeah, and then people always ask me, how did I start? My mother, Reva, I was very attached to her. She played the mandolin, and I've copied her, and I became a very good mandolin player by the age of about 9. I was playing with the Balalaika Orchestra.
Yes.
But I always wanted, they called me Pinta Musica on the ship, because I've always used to go to the piano. I don't know why. And then I started writing Afrikaans songs. You know, there's the Dutch, they took over. They were the ones that started there was not many blacks in the area of the Cape. There were Hottentots.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Jan van Riebeck. Have you heard of Jan van Riebeck?
Yes.
Anyway, so just giving a bit of background of the place. And it was built up, and then it is a beautiful city and a beautiful... Mm-hmm. The people are very nice. And
so it started as a Dutch trading settlement.
That's right.
Yes. And the Afrikaans language is Dutch with is some Dutch. African dialect. With,
yes. Yeah. It's hulle praat soos... can you speak
no.
Afrikaans? Ek sal al sê, hello, how are you? Hoe gaan dit met jou? It's very guttural.
Uh-huh.
And I became one of the top writers there.
Oh.
In South Africa, with all the traditional type of songs.
Neat.
And I also played at the SABC. We only have the one program. In America, they have all sorts of things like stations. I mean, ABC, CBS, NBC. We've only got the SABC, and it's government controlled.
Uh-huh.
So I won my first Grammy Award with a song called My Children, My Wife. And it's quite a sad song. I left South Africa, and then things started getting a little bit not so good there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people, you must always watch out when a lot of Jewish people start leaving. It's time to start. You agree with me?
Yeah. Well, when your family left Lithuania, clearly things were getting bad there.
Oh, yes. And that was terrible there.
Left it with good timing from Lithuania. Time, yeah.
But I don't remember at all.
Right. You were very young.
Oh, yes.
But then you helped to choose the moment to leave South Africa.
Yeah. Because we've got two kids, and I've got my ex-wife and my other two kids are here. That's why we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, Reeve Siegel, became a top tennis player, but he didn't want to turn professional. He used to, James Blake, have you heard of James Blake, the tennis player?
No, but he that doesn't
to,
mean
he,
anything.
No, he's number four in the world, and he used to beat
Wonderful.
Him. But he can't beat him now. So he's become an attorney now. And
yes.
My daughter, Melanie Siegel, is a PRO, and she does a gift suites for the Hollywood stars. When I started, my dad was in the butcher business, and I just loved music. So my dad kicked me out of the butcher business, and I started into the music business. And I became very intrigued. I won a lot of awards, and I've been on Grammy, on Grammy Awards and various other things. But I felt it was very sort of closed up. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're equivalent, South Africa is equivalent to a little, not even Massachusetts. I mean, there was 3 million whites, 46 million blacks. So it was the minority totally. And I felt I wanted to come to America and see how good I am. And I learned a lot since I'm here. I've had 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the most beautiful country in the world. Now, why I came, since we've been here, my wife and I started writing plays, musicals. We've written eight musicals.
Oh, my goodness.
And now we're, you know, it's going, and we had our own theater here.
Yes.
And it's been put on all over America. Now, I teach music. I teach a lot of people who are ill, and I find that music is the best therapy in the whole wide world, better than medicine.
Tell me about that.
Because, you know, when I play, I'm sitting at the piano, and I'll do it on...
Do you want me to hold the mic so you can play?
Okay, you can hold it. So while I'm doing... Okay, mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting at the piano, and I'm playing, and... To get sounds, intervals are when you're playing two notes. This is near, this is further away. You can hear the sound, it's further away.
Yes.
And it only has one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I'm only using seven notes, mm-hmm. the white keys, and I won't touch the black keys, and I'm going to improvise what relaxing music means.
Okay.
So I just put my hands onto the keys, and music really is loud and soft. Now, loud, there's dissonant and consonant. A dissonant sounds like this. This is spooky music, like this.
Right.
Jaws. Do, do, do. Now, you can make the piano sound. You know, do you know why the piano is called a piano?
Why? Oh, it means soft,
it's
right?
It's soft. So they used to say, do you play the piano forte? Do you play the soft and loud instrument?
Right. And because before the harpsichord was one, there was no regulating the loudness,
that's
softness.
That's right, because it didn't have a pedal too. Right. It plucked, yeah. So yes. All the notes were the same. This is, look, if all the notes are the same. Now I'm going to play loud, soft, and spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it somehow has, if I find I can't sleep, everything is built up on patterns. I think of patterns. A pattern is this. Hear that?
Yes.
Make up your own pattern.
It's lovely.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
It's beautiful.
Oh, like this.
Yeah.
That's a pattern. Fly me to the moon. Listen to that.
Yes.
And I get little kids of five, and I just teach them five notes. You could just have to play five notes.
Yeah.
Look at me, songs can be made of that. Win the saints only on five notes,
right?
Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I didn't realize
all
that.
Five notes,
yeah,
but the chords can change it.
Yes,
look, oh, win the saints, I can make it as sad. Hear that?
Yes.
Oh. Marching in the Jewish the saints.
Go the marching sort of mournful in tune. Yes,
you want to make it happy. Oh, in the sense. Oh, life. Oh, we're playing a that's fast music. But that's not relaxing.
Right.
So the same thing, right. If I would play and I'd go like this. Now that's relaxing.
Now, when you're working with someone who's ill, and you mentioned you have someone that you're working with.
Yes, I'm actually working with two people who are quite ill and lovely people, and they find the music. I just make them play sounds like a loud and then a soft sound.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to that, you can fall asleep. If I can't sleep, I just put on my relaxing record. See, if I play it like this,
that's relaxing. That's not
relaxing, no. Now, the same thing. Into
yes.
It and when I get cold shudders, I've got a couple of cold shudders. I'm sure
yes.
You felt it the same.
Yes.
If I play it again, it'll be a different feel.
Mm.
So the greatest gift I think in the world is improvisation. There's nothing. What is the difference between a composer and an improviser? You tell me.
Okay, well, a composer is specifically creating something that someone else could play again.
That's right.
And so it tends to have more regularization to it. And
yes, it's, yes.
Whereas and improvisation, you're free to.
Yeah, but you're free, but you don't stand a second chance.
Right, this is true.
You see, and what comes out, if Beethoven had a piano that, like this, this piano incidentally records me, and it's so pure, the music. If I was going to play do 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 do, everybody plays it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I take all the classics, and I've made about close onto. I've got 500 hours that I've recorded.
Wow.
I'll do the same piece, but in my own way.
Okay.
Hear that? Now that's relaxing. Another one.
We're speaking with Charles Siegel in Massachusetts. He's a pianist and composer who was brought up in South Africa, and his original training was classical. So I'm going to play you one of his classical songs here after this little break. First of all, I want to remind you to go to powerfulpatient.org, where you will find more information about Charles Siegel and his music and the use of music for managing your stress. So please join us at the Powerful Patient website, and you can sign up there for some hints on how to manage your health. At this point, I would like to play you one selection from his album called Classical Melodies for Easy Listening, playing Fantasia Impromptu, Opus 66 by Chopin. Let me take a minute and change pace with you for a moment. The other major influences in Charles Siegel's musical career were American jazz, which I'm sure you know very well, and also African melodies. He grew up on the family farm near Pretoria in South Africa and listened to the native melodies. Here is a selection that he transcribed for South African Broadcasting Corporation. He also worked with a group of Native Africans to have this music recorded. It's being sung by Native Africans. This is a hoeing song from the Xhosa people, which are actually south of the farm where he grew up. But this is the kind of song that inspired him with African rhythms and melodies.
When you're born, says I know, when you're born, and you're born, when you're born, when you're born, when you're born, you're born, you're born, you're born, you're born, you're born,
Go, Carlin, 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 go, Carlin
Now let's listen to how Charles puts this all together into a style that's uniquely his own. Listen for the classical influences, the American jazz, and the African influences in his song African Moon from the album Relax to the Music of Charles Segal. African Moon.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to speak some more with Charles Siegel.
Von Hippel-Lindau disease, or VHL, is a genetic condition involving abnormal growth of tumors in some parts of the body. VHL occurs in every ethnic group worldwide. At this time, there's no cure, but research is helping those afflicted and their families learn how to manage their disease. When a family member has a tumor, it affects everyone in the family. VHL Alliance works to improve diagnosis, treatment, and the quality of life. Finding tumors early, getting the best treatment, and sharing information with others to help them cope is what VHL Alliance is all about. They're available to help lessen the stress of living with this lifetime chronic disease. Support the Cancer Research Fund of the VHL Alliance at VHL.org. That's Very Happy Life, VHL.org. 1-800-767-4-VHL.
We're back now speaking with Charles Siegel about the color of his music, the differences in the touch of the piano that he uses.
You see, the piano is reacting. A good piano that costs $300,000, it reacts to you. But when you're playing on a piano, I played on them. When I do these shows, they loan me these pianos. The touch is so important, the same as a tone. I mean, I teach, and I always say to the pupils, if I talk like this, hello, how are you today? What did you do? I say, what? You say, hello, how are you? And expression means loud or soft. The best way to describe it. And I always teach, even if you're playing two notes, look. If you're playing two notes, look, I can play a whole symphony on two notes. Changing the chord. That's not relaxing. Now, Bach, they call them in America, they say Bach. It's Bach. He used to play a couple of melodies at once. He'd improvise. Well, this is mine. So you see the fun you can have with
fun
with this, and then as a therapy.
Yes.
If I can't sleep, I really listen to my relaxing record. I made which I'm going to let you have.
Okay.
A relaxing record, and people use it in the hospitals just before they're going into an operating theater. And when I had something done. Oh, I had something on my eye. Thank God it was not serious. And I used that record to put me to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And now they've got it at the hospital. So it's being used. And it's all original stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tension and relaxation are important.
So important. All you have to do is take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. And when you get excited, if you're having an argument with somebody, all you have to say, I'm so sorry. And the argument is over.
Right.
You agree with me?
That's true. You can defuse a lot of things. Well, you mentioned that this works even with infants.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, now what we're doing is, you've got the information here.
Yes.
It's when the parents, when a woman is carrying a baby, we put them into slots like... The different years, the baby boomers are a certain age group, am I right?
Yes.
So what age, then? And they straight away, I can always tell how old somebody is by what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they like the Beatles, I know they were born in the 50s. 50s and 60s.
Yes, and so they're like teenage years in the 60s,
if they're like
right?
Benny Goodman or Oscar Peterson or Art Tatum. I play a lot like Oscar Peterson right. and Art Tatum. They were very, very technical.
Right.
And
Benny Goodman is my era. Benny Goodman people born in the 40s,
yeah.
Yes.
Benny Goodman, yeah, that's right.
Right.
And that's when I started. I loved the jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Mel Powell's playing. Have you heard of him? He played for Benny Goodman.
Mm.
He used to do this. He would do.
Yes.
And then it's Fats Waller. Oscar Peterson would do this. So all these things, I made a study of them. I got the styles together.
Mm-hmm.
And even at my age, I'm always listening to patterns. To me, I'm more interested when I wasn't famous. I was a big name in South Africa.
Yes.
I wasn't good, but my record sold like anything. Since I'm in America, I know that I've become good because I study every day. I pick up a piece of music before I go to bed. I'm interested in politics and music, but music is the number one.
Right.
And I play chess, which relaxes me too.
That's great. Yeah, something to focus on.
And it's the same thing. You know, the three things that I love, chess, tennis, and piano. It's all on a board. Did you know that? Look, when you're playing the piano, you can only go up to there.
Yes.
When you're playing chess, you've got 8 squares in between the squares. And when you're playing tennis, they've even got a little machine that tells you it's out. Even it's by a dot.
Uh-huh. So there's a boundary.
There's a boundary in it. I'm sure you didn't know about that. Did you,
no,
did you ever think of it?
I hadn't thought of that at all.
Ask me any question you want. Without rehearsing.
Have you worked at all with people you mentioned with dyslexia?
Yes. Oh, yes. But everybody suffers in some form of dyslexia.
Yes. I'm very curious to know.
It is. I like those people because all of us have something wrong with us.
Yes.
And mine, I've worked with, I teach in a way, I don't teach what I want to, I teach what they want. I teach a lot of music teachers,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people who are nervous, who stage fright, and they ask me, I have people coming to me and saying to me, look, I'll pay you, I charge a lot of money. And mm-hmm. and I, you know, and the one guy, I said, well, I charge $100 an hour. So he says, look, I'll tell you what I want, Charles. I want to walk with you and I'm just going to ask you questions. I said, well, I can't do that. He says, please do that. And I did it. And he learned so much.
Hmm.
I don't even need a piano to teach.
Mm-hmm.
I could, I believe you play the piano.
Yes, a little bit.
And I can take a total beginner
mm-hmm.
and make them play. And I don't believe in looking at the music, at reading.
Yeah.
I was a concert pianist. I played from note to note. And every time I wanted to do a Beethoven sonata, I played it. But I listened to 20 others and I was bamboozled. You know what bamboozled means?
Yeah.
I was mixed up. Totally. That's a South African expression.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that the greatest type of music is original, is improvisation, but you've got to have some technique.
Yes.
So I teach them a little arpeggios. And then I used to teach concert pianists to try and compose. Some of them could do it. If you ask a concert pianist, can you play Happy Birthday? They'll say, no, they can't. Did you know that? 9 out of 10.
That's
when I was in Cape Town, I knew there was an Israeli concert pianist, and I said to a big crowd sitting with us, I said, look, I've never met the guy.
Yeah.
And I went up to him, I said to him, and I got about 20 people together. I said, I'm going to take you people on a bet that this guy who's plays so beautifully, and he gave me his name. I said, I hope you don't mind. He asked me my name, Charles Siegel. He says,
right.
Oh, I'm from South Africa. I remember you. I know you.
Yeah.
So I said, be honest. Can you play Happy Birthday? And he smiled. He says, can I really tell you? He says, no. Because they're always reading.
yes.
notes.
So well, that's the way I learned piano. Yeah. It's a very sort of rigid interpretation, and so it's very hard for me to improvise. Yeah. But I have a friend who does wonderful improvisation, and he was playing piano bar one time, and I heard him play Happy Birthday with wonderful concert variations on it, and went on for 5 minutes or something. It was wonderful.
That's right. I mean, you can say Happy Birthday to you now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Modern playing. It was Errol Garner. He was a you know.
Yeah.
There's so many variations. Now, if I was reading that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been the same.
Right, right.
So it's like when we're talking, you feel it. If you don't feel something, and I teach my pupils to feel, to think, and to use the ear, because you can't see music, you know that? You can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only hear it.
Right.
So my theory about teaching now is totally different. I don't teach the way everybody did. They teach by the book. I teach by what you're capable.
The sort of instinct.
I had a woman who had no left hand, no right hand.
Yes.
And I played only with the left hand. And I used the pedal like this. Look.
I remember there was a concert pianist in the First World War who lost an arm and commissioned pieces for left hand.
But doesn't it sound like I'm using both?
It does. It's wonderful.
Now, we're not on television. But am I playing?
You're playing with only your left hand. And part of what you're doing is using the loud soft technique to declare what's the melody, right?
But guess what's helping me? My foot becomes another hand. Did you know that?
Yeah, the so you're pedal using the damper pedal. Yeah.
You know a lot when you say damper pedal.
Uh-huh.
I like you. We just met. And we clicked. Did you expect me to be like this? Or?
Oh, you're charming.
Oh, no.
I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, so are you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And fire away questions. Oh, yes.
Well, I noticed you have an amazing breadth of body of work. I looked on the internet, and the albums that you have are very diverse. There was one with sort of reflections of South Africa. Tell me about that.
I'm an African writer. Listen to this. Song that became a great hit is Hey Babri Bopsadingas Vum. Hey Babri Bopsadingas Vum. Hey Babri Bopsakatas Nut. Hey Babri Bopsadingas Vum.
What fun! That's great. Those are African rhythms that you've incorporated into your music.
I've done hundreds of songs. I wrote the very famous song, Aza Kizzy, 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 Kizzy. Oh, yes, that's where I want to be. in Africa, hear the tom-toms as they beat hauntingly. Oh, Africa, you are the wonder, boo-boo-doom. Ta-da-ka-zee-ka-zee-ka-za-ka-zee. Oh, yes, oh, yes, that's where I want to be.
Oh, fun.
So, when you go there, you'll ask, and I used to do a lot of transcriptions. You know what that is? I made hundreds of them.
So you hear some music and you write it down?
No, it's we do it, and the government, it's for the government, the SABC, South African Broadcasting Corporation, and they send it to all over the world. That's why my music is heard all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And also, I've just written a book with my wife, Colleen. It's How to Write Songs. And it's called Instant Songwriting. And I think it's on www.amazon.com.
Yes.
They're already advertising that.
Okay.
And so we've done a lot of things. And now we're doing all these relaxing records.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling you about the kids when they, at least when a woman is pregnant, they listen to these things. And when the kid is born, and if you play them, if you play that often enough, it does stick in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
Even an animal. And my little dogs, we've got three little dogs, they're so used to this sound. They don't know what it is, but you get used to it.
It's comforting because it's the sameness of it.
And I find, even if you play with one finger, even if you play one note, you can get comfort out of it. Listen to that. Then the rhythm comes into it.
And especially if you begin to associate it with mother or
and then you
nice
do, and then
times.
You add two notes. I just make a kid just go up and down like this. And if a kid does this, I say, don't do that, please.
Right.
Play one note.
Yeah.
And if you just play one note, I said, anyone, the black or white, look. Then. Yeah. Already, and you don't have to be a pianist. Even this is nice.
Well, the rule for my grandchildren is one finger on each hand. As long as you have one finger on each hand, you can play the piano as much as you like.
I tell them, I had a pupil also who had one finger.
Uh-huh.
It was a thumb.
Yes.
You know that the thumb is the most important finger in your whole hand. Did you know?
Yes,
you can't even pick.
Without your thumb, you can't pick anything up. But with your thumb, against your palm, you could do quite a bit.
You know, I was once bored. I was flying from South Africa to Vancouver, and I got hold of a guy on the plane. He was sitting next to me. I said, "What do you do for a living?" He says he still has a couple of typewriters. I said, "You know typewriting." So I said to him, "Can I teach you to play the piano?" He says, go ahead. It was about a 14-hour flight. You know, by the time it was over, he could play the piano.
Oh, funny.
He understood it. He knew we're middle C's, the two black notes. I always say, teach people not to look.
Right.
Because you feel the bumps.
Yes.
And I'm going to also make a CD. You can always get hold, anybody who wants to know anything more about it, at charlessiegel.com.
Stay with us, please. We'll be right back to speak some more with Charles Siegel. Please go to powerfulpatient.org on the internet. You will find the program guides for this show with information about the people that we've spoken with, the websites that we've referenced, and some other background on the information that we've discussed. And as always, we would appreciate your support in making this show happen. Please donate to the Cancer Research Fund and bring us back another day. Thank you. Stay with us now and we'll be right back. Tell me a couple of the principles of instant songwriting.
My theory about songwriting is songwriting could be a complex thing, but you can make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is to get a little rhythm. You can just clap. Now, if you've got that, I can write a song. You'll take even the Saints Go Marching In, using just five notes, and you can make a beautiful song. Oh, it's only on five notes, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah. Now, if I start backwards, oh, when the saints go marching in. It's a different song. And da da da, already got a melody. So you put your plonk, your five fingers onto, if you can't afford a piano, do it on the table. So
my first piano class was on a cardboard piano keyboard.
Oh, so somebody had somebody had the right idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We always think that we've got that we know everything. You know, the more you learn, then you realize how little you know. But guess what? But you're always learning.
Yes.
And as I'm getting older, I think I'm a nicer person, even if I say it myself. I was always thinking of, you know, myself really all the time. I didn't even know it. We all do.
Yes.
And now I think more of the next person. And mm-hmm. I'd like nice people. I like people to be positive. Mm-hmm. Age is nothing. People die because they're so eaten up with anger, with worry. You can see it. Look, you've got a face that is just relaxed. You're enjoying life. I can see it.
Yeah, thank you.
And there are people who you know, another person I like very much, the way he interviews, is Larry King. I hope to one day go on his program and tell him that. When I hear him, he never insults anybody. Right. He doesn't, and in a nice way, he gets everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't, am I right?
Yes.
He is absolutely one of the brightest guys going, just an adorable. Phil, you go up to him and give him a hug. And he's, whatever he does is nice. And if I was, I would be like him. I would like to be what he is doing. Well, I do that in music. I get the best out of anybody.
And that relaxation, that calmness of spirit helped to promote healing.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I even met Oprah in South Africa.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were at Sun City, and I saw I wanted to have my kids wanted an autograph. I don't think she particularly wanted to see, because she was promoting a program.
Right.
So she says, she doesn't want to be seen. Yeah. So I went up to her and I said, Oprah, you know, you don't know me, but I'm more famous than you.
In
South Africa. So I happened to be on a trip. So she says she liked my approach and asked me to have breakfast with her and a boyfriend.
Oh, how nice.
And I got to know her. She's a lovely and a very bright, beautiful person. And she asked me about South Africa and this, like this is your first trip.
It's my first trip to Africa at all, and so South Africa.
So wherever you go up to people and ask them if they've heard of me, and then when you come back, you'll tell me. I've been away. I do go back, and
because it's 20 years since you lived there.
I do. I perform there too.
Yes.
And I'm always trying to do things there and help people.
Now, you mentioned your musicals that you and Colleen have written. Could you play me something from one of your musicals?
Yes, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you have the tracks.
Oh, great.
I'm going to give it to you. It's called Magical Mystery Man and Everyday Things. Uh-huh. And then I did a very important thing, is Animal Concert. That is unbelievable. A guy, I recorded it especially in South Africa because I could do it. A guy sounded like an elephant, like a lion, and the kids love it.
Oh my!
And my daughter and I are coming out. That's what we're spending now. We're doing all these Michael Jackson's. Michael Jackson's making a comeback, and I've just recorded. And this piano does everything. This piano is an orchestra. Did you know?
Oh my!
That?
This so is a Yamaha, and everything that you touch, you said, is recorded both musically and on paper.
And on paper,
amazing! You know, and what a wonderful tool for a composer
Who could have done it? Could Beethoven, Mozart?
Wouldn't that have been a wonderful thing?
I'd reckon Chopin would have been able to do
that. Yes, yes.
Because Chopin would do something like this. Look, I'll do a Chopin piece. Will you put these? And I'm making that up. Are you you holding the microphone nicely. You see now, that's yes. recorded.
Yes.
I mean, I did it, but I didn't put that on, and it's lost.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I do, now I don't do, I teach on a grand piano too, but this, I always go to this, and I, any moment I've got, I put it on, and then it's made into a CD, mm-hmm. and I pick the best tracks.
Right.
And some people don't believe that I do it on the spur of the moment. Would you? Yeah. Did you see I did?
Yes, you did. You did a wonderful job. That was great. Yeah.
What else would you like to know?
Well, let's see. I remember the African ones. I'm going to forget some of the albums that I saw on Annette.
Relax One is a beautiful, beautiful one. And I've done an African one. It's called Charles Siegel's Popular Jewish Music. I did a Christmas one. Beautiful one. I did this African one.
Uh-huh.
Africa's, and I did Pastel Moods. Relax, this is my, I'm going to let you have this one.
Okay.
I did a classical simplified one. I did an African one. I did a Charles Siegel, I In the Mood for Love. I did a Jazz at the Concord, Jazz World of Piano. I did a Beatles one. I did Frank Sinatra one.
About 25 albums. That's amazing.
Yep.
So you're still wonderfully prolific and having a good time.
If I can't sleep, it's music. I'm actually patternizing. Well, life is a pattern.
Yes.
We live
Tell
in
me.
A, it is. It's a pattern. It's if you haven't got anything to look forward to, it's the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love my son Mark. His wife gave birth to a little kid, and he's called Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying everything. I've got four kids, and I love
yes.
the kids. To me, a very important thing is when you've got kids. A lot of parents want them to leave and say, "Finished.
Yeah.
You're 20. You're on your own."
Right.
They never leave you.
Yes.
Have you?
No, they never leave you.
And that's lovely.
And they're a wonderful part of your legacy to the world.
Wonderful.
And
that's the only
and
thing.
Of your heart.
And so. I believe in reincarnation.
Yes.
And I do believe strongly in it. It's my own theory. And I don't pester anybody with it. But I like everybody to have an idea.
Uh-huh. So that there's more beyond this
yes.
sphere.
Oh, for sure. Somebody said to me the other day, classical music is dead. I said, don't use that word. No.
I was at the Boston Ballet last night,
oh, yeah.
and they played a piece by Bach, who just a pianist on the stage, and two men, dancers, did a wonderful, very modern dance to this piece by Bach. And I thought, how unusual. This
now,
is
isn't
great.
That beautiful? So that what you told me, that story gave me a cold shudder.
Oh, this has been totally delightful. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
It's such a real pleasure. And really,
Thank you,
you're a very sweet person. I see you brought your own, I've got my own recording studio as well. By the way, I record people as well.
Uh-huh.
I've done Rick Schreiber as one of them. He's made three CDs with me for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a little bit like Elvis Presley. And I met Marilyn Monroe. I met the whole shoot,
mm-hmm.
James Dean.
Yes.
And I'm writing a book.
Wonderful.
And I think that book's going to have a lot of interesting stories and to help people.
I'm sure.
I always find when people are coming to me, they must walk out feeling good. I always say to them, what have you learned today? What have you learned today from me?
Oh, you know, my grandfather used to say that too.
Is it?
Yes. I think what I've learned from you is a sort of a sense of peace that I have gained from you just in the time that we've been talking.
That's lovely.
It's a deep relaxation that came from just my conversation
that's
with
lovely.
You. It's
you
great.
Got me in tears. That's so sweet. Because I do believe, I feel for everybody. I do. I feel for, I've got, and I love my kids so much. I've been interviewed by a lot of big, well-known people. And I think you got the best out of me because you're just so, so nice.
Thank you.
And you're helping people too.
Great.
And you're going to live a long life. They'll have to shoot us.
Yes.
You know, and it's nice to be with positive people.
Yes.
And we all have issues. And one thing, we're all going to go the same way.
Yes.
And you've always got to appreciate, you must treat every day as an exciting thing. And if the worst nothing ever bad can happen, because in the end you don't know.
Right, and fear is one of those things that tends to cripple us. I know you've been through a number of incidents in your own life where fear becomes right up in the front.
Yeah.
So how do you manage your fears?
The fears are, my wife, she feels the same way. She's the one that always says to me, be happy. Thank God, I love playing, and it means a lot to me. I do. Mm-hmm. I play tennis. I play chess every morning from the Boston Globe. I'm busy playing in my mind.
Yes.
And the mind is the only thing. Christopher Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I admired him so much that he was like a person in a bottle.
Yes.
And he couldn't breathe properly. And to me, that what he did is so wonderful. I always think of it. And another thing I've tell people, when they're tense, relax from your neck down onto the sides. Just relax. And don't let anybody get the better of you or try and upset you. Think why I came to America, George Gershwin. I always dreamed of George Gershwin. Although I may have written more songs, they have not publicized. I know the fact, after I'm dead, I'm going to be so famous. And isn't that a horrible thought? And I know that.
Yes.
So that makes me happy now.
Yeah.
Because I know, I'm not showing off in any way. I did, because I'm putting so much work. Whatever work you put in, that's what you get out.
That's right.
That I can tell you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. And it's really, Joyce, really lovely.
Thank you.
And that was a kiss. So lovely talking to you. God bless you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you could join me for this delightful conversation with a charming man, Charles Siegel. And I hope that you'll get to enjoy more of his music. It's at Charles Siegel, SEGAL.com. And I have more information about that on the program guide at powerfulpatient.org. Please join us next week for more about my trip to Africa. Be well and be a powerful patient.